The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Last Tuesday, on my day off, I really wasn't in the mood to see anybody. So I kind of just took a day just to be in my bedroom. And you know, we've all had days like that, have we not? Where you just want to chill and not be around people. And that way I could be happy for all of you guys, right? And I was, in the evening, I was, you know, being a typical male. I had the remote control on my TV, right? You just go around and around. It's amazing. You can have 1,000 channels and there's still nothing to watch, right? But as I was flipping the TV, my favorite Christmas movie of all time was on, Home Alone. And I've seen that movie hundreds of times. No matter how many times I watch that movie, it always puts a smile on my face. Now, I didn't watch the whole movie, but I did watch the beginning of it, and the beginning of it always makes me laugh. Because especially for us right now who are right before Christmas, and at the beginning of the film, there's a lot of family tension. The family, everybody's bugging each other. They're arguing. They're getting on each other's nerves. And the more they try to make things perfect, it becomes even more imperfect. And you can see the stress, particularly on Mama's face, as she tries to make everything go as planned. But as we know, in life, we can plan all we want. And oftentimes, things are not going to go as we anticipate them. And it was actually through two unexpected visitors in this film who came in the form of burglars and robbers that the main character finally understood what was important in life. And the good news for all of us is, I hope we do not have to get robbed ourselves for us to understand what is important in life. Because in this gospel, we have the unexpected visitor come in the angel. And in the angel who's representing God is telling Joseph, and he's telling each and every one of us today, in this busy season, do not be afraid. And we need to hear that time and time again as disciples of Jesus, do we not? Because every single one of us has a journey in life. And there's going to be obstacles along the way. And there's going to be things that lead us to a different direction. And just like the angel who told Joseph and Mary, do not be afraid, our Lord is telling us today, do not be afraid, because he walks with us at every moment of life. Fear and anxiety, worry, that's part of our fallen human nature here on earth. But our faith is telling us to not fear, to not be afraid, because Christ is with us. And we need to hear that amidst the busyness, the chaos of life right now. This gospel is a profound reminder to all of us as well, the importance of the value of listening. Saint Joseph listened to what the angel told him to do. He listened to the voice of holiness and good that came to him. And it admits our busyness. Could you imagine if we took more time every day just to sit and to listen, to be with Jesus? So I'm challenging us between now and Christmas, each and every one of us, to spend 5 more minutes in silence every day in prayer. How many minutes am I asking you? I'm not asking you for 50. I'm asking you for 5 hours. Only 5 minutes. Now, 5 minutes in quiet, that's actually a long time. Because you guys make me laugh, because after communion, if I don't get up right away and say, let us pray, you're all staring at me, right? Like, what happened to Father? But could you imagine if in the morning or at night, especially for you moms and dads that are feeling overwhelmed, but let's be honest, especially for you moms, if you just took 5 minutes, and kids, you respected that and said, you know what, mom needs that time right now. I'm not going to knock on the door or text. 5 minutes, let's do that. To spend 5 more minutes just listening to Jesus, allowing him to love us, to lead us and to guide us. See, Joseph teaches us very much in this gospel where the unexpected visitor comes and tells him what to do. And Joseph doesn't just listen. He actually does something about it. And how many times in our life is Jesus asking us to do something, and we wait to do act? And this gospel today is a call to action, to follow the example of Mary and Joseph. And if God's asking us to do something, to do it now, to not wait. So if there's somebody in your life that you need to help, to call, to reach out to, this is what the scripture is telling us to do today, to not wait, but to do it, and to do it with love. So who are those people in your life that maybe you haven't called lately or checked on? And can you imagine the gift that you would give them through your action of showing that you care? And finally, on this 4th Sunday of Advent, where we're called to be filled with joy because we know the birth of Christ is coming once again, we're reminded that, yes, despite our struggles, despite what you're going through right now personally or in your family, that there's always cause to be joy, to be joy-filled, because Christ has come into our hearts, into our lives. So if you're sitting there today and you're battling health issues, know that Jesus sees what you're going through. He's there. He's walking with you. If you're feeling overwhelmed right now, anxious, he knows. And despite all of that, we're called to have some joy into our life because Jesus Christ is still risen from the dead. So, my dear friends, could you imagine the joy that you could bring to people this Christmas by listening to the Word of God and actually acting on it? I hope and pray that Christmas Eve and Christmas Day are absolutely packed here, despite the rain that's coming, okay? You know, in LA, everything's storm watch, right? I think they laugh at us back east. But if you come into Mass on Christmas Eve and somebody's in your pew, don't give them a dirty look. Don't stare them down. Smile at them and say, I'm glad you're here. Don't be one of those annoying Catholics that's very self-righteous and says, well, why are they only here Christmas and Easter? If we say that about people, they're not going to want to be here. Welcome them home. Don't judge them. Invite them back with your kindness. It's your job as disciples of Christ to bring people home to their faith. We get fed here by the Eucharist, and your work begins once you leave. So could you imagine how much it would mean to a family, a neighbor, a friend, if you reached out to them and you invited them to come with you to Christmas Eve or Christmas Day Mass? in a non-judgmental, loving way. How do you think my family feels? Their son, their brother, their cousin's a priest, right? I don't say anything to anybody. They don't need to hear that from me. That's what my mom and dad for are anyway. So my dear friends, let us listen to this gospel. Let us follow the example of St. Joseph in this gospel. That unexpected visitor forever changed his life. And because he said yes and listened, he became one of the greatest saints of the church. So my dear friends, where have you encountered joy lately in your life? And if you're struggling to answer that question, I just ask you to reflect upon the love that Jesus has for you, dying on the cross. But where have you found joy lately? Who has brought you joy? And let's pause right now and thank God for all those joy-filled moments. And let us follow the example of St. Joseph, who led us all to his son, Jesus, on the road to heaven. Amen? Amen. So where have you found joy in your life lately? Let's bring that to our Heavenly Father.